بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ما نقصت صدقة من مال وما زاد الله عبدا بعفو إلا عزا وما تواضع أحد لله إلا رفعه الله. رواه مسلم. سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه says that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned that charity that a person gives out does not decrease his wealth. When a person gives sadaqah, outwardly it means, it seems that his money is getting less because he has taken out money and he has given to some other person. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that sadaqah that you're giving, it won't decrease your wealth. In fact, it will increase your wealth in the sense that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you barakah in the remaining of the wealth that you have. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in another verse, whatever a person gives out, Allah replaces him, Allah substitutes him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you barakah in the wealth that you have, or Allah will give you more wealth again. So sadaqah, Allah increases a person's wealth by him giving sadaqah, and there's great rewards for sadaqah. A person should not fear that by giving sadaqah, my wealth will become lesser. Then Rasulullah says, وَمَا زَادَ اللَّهُ عَبْدًا بِعَفْوٍ إِلَّا عِزًّا. Every time a person forgives his Muslim brother or sister, the person did wrong to him, and he forgives the person, Allah increases this person in honor. So by you forgiving somebody else, you're not going to get lesser in any way. In fact, Allah is going to increase your respect, and Allah is going to honor you more. وَمَا تَوَاضَعَ أَحَدُ لِلَّهِ إِلَّا رَفَعَهُ اللَّهِ. And no person humbles himself for the sake of Allah, except that Allah will elevate him. And we mentioned this yesterday because we're doing the chapter on humility. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase and elevate the person's status in this world and also in the hereafter because he humbled himself. And the main point here is not for any dunya reason, any ulterior motive, but he was humble for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala then elevate such a person's status. وعن أنس رضي الله عنه أنه مر على سبيان فسلم عليهم وقال كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يفعله متفق عليه. أنس رضي الله عنه narrates that أنه مر على سبيان, that he went past some children and he greeted them and he said that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم would do the same. So he is following the sunnah of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Generally a person, he will think, why should he make salam to the small children? Of course, adab, respect demands that the children, a person who is a minor, should make salam to the person who is elder than him. But here Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not feel it below his dignity that I'm the Nabi of Allah, I'm an adult, and why should I make salam to the children? He himself went forward and he made salam to the children first. So these are great lessons here. We see the tawadu, the humility of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. How important it is for all of us to inculcate this beautiful trait and characteristic of tawadu. وعنه رضي الله عنه قال إن كانت الأمة من إماء المدينة لتأخذ بيد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فتنطلق به حيث شاءت. رواه البخاري. أنس رضي الله عنه says that sometimes you find a slave girl, a slave of the slaves of Medina. She would just come suddenly, grab hold of the hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and take him wherever she liked, and then she would ask him whatever she wanted, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would then answer her question or give her some money or food, whatever she required. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam again did not have pride in him. He did not feel that she's a slave woman, and how can she just pull my hand and take me on one side? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to even that level where he saw to all, young, old, people who were slaves also, he had time for them. He was not overwhelmed by pride and haughtiness that he felt it, no, disrespectful that a slave girl should come and hold my hand and then I must go and see to whatever she requires. No, Rasulullah taught us humility. May Allah Ta'ala give all of us humility. May Allah Ta'ala give us this beautiful, as I mentioned yesterday, مَنْ تَوَاضَعَ لِلَّهِ رَفْعَهُ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ تَكَبَّرَ وَضَعَهُ اللَّهِ. The one who has pride and haughtiness and arrogance, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will destroy him. is one more hadith, one al-Aswad ibn Yazid, qala su'ilat Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala, ma kana an-nabiy yusam yasna'u fi baydi. So Sayyidina Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala was asked that what was the work that Rasul did at home, what was his chores, what did he do inside the house. Qalat kana yakunu fi mihnati ahlihi, yani khidmati ahlihi. She says that Rasulullah SAW would serve his family members, and he would be busy with doing the khidmat of his family. فَإِذَا حَضَرَتِ الصَّلَاةِ, the moment it is time for salah, خَرَجَ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ, he'll leave everything and he'll go to for salah. Rawahul Bukhari. Here again, we find so many of us that we feel, no, it's a wife's job, she must do everything at home, and we don't even assist her. Rasulullah SAW shows us in so many other hadith, he would milk the goat, he will mend his clothing, and he would see to the fodder for the animal, and he would do all the chores of the home. He would broom, he would sweep the house also. These are things that showed his extreme humility and his kindness towards his family. Allah give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallah.